being Superman and then trying to be a father. And I thought it was a good take on it, a good premise. It was Lois Lane. Her character was extremely well written, I thought. Nice balance between being a career woman and a mother and investigator. I thought it was enjoyable. That vibe, like Smallville, more grown up after Smallville happened. This is how his life would have been like had that series had progressed and been revived. Costume needs work. Like the extra padding, I think they need to get rid of that. Like trying to give him Henry Cavill's body is not working. Dude who's playing Superman is in shape, so the audience gets it. Not everybody's going to be that bulked up. Christopher Reeve wasn't that bulked up either. Take it as it is, put him in a suit and be done with it.
We already know Superman is strong, so him having muscles doesn't really do it. It's more comic booky than
exactly. It's easy to do it in drama like that than anything else. So it's all well and good, but he does need to have that. In fact, I thought the costume he had when he was in Supergirl was fine. It would have been fine for this, but I mean, they updated, changed it and everything. That's fine. That's all right. It's not terrible, but they need to tone down on the padding, though. He looks a little bit like the Levy guy in Shazam. And Shazam was like more or less a take on.
It's like big, broad shoulders, small neck.
Exactly. It's more comical for Shazam, and it worked for that character, but not Superman. This is like a little bit. But in fact, the way they did it made me think like they can do this for other DC characters. I mean, they can definitely do something like this for Batman. Not so much a completely different take on the character, but if you want to do an older Batman who is dealing with shit or whatever, kind of taking what you have in the comic book and just not trying to tear the character down, first of all, but try to make him do more things in terms of being a father and everything. Because, I mean, basically, that's the whole premise of the show is him trying to balance his life as the greatest superhero in the world and the most powerful man on the planet, and him trying to raise his sons. Find out that one of his sons has powers, the other one doesn't. How does that happen? And what kind of shit goes on with that? And I was a little worried about the whole my kid has anxiety thing, but the way they explained it made sense why he would be. I'm hearing that the other episodes kind of fall into that whole CW shit where it's a bunch of pretty high school people doing angsty bullshit. I'll let a couple of episodes build up before I invest any more time into it and everything. So, but I'm pumped for more.
So J.J. Abrams might be back to destroy Star Trek.
I saw that damn video, man. God damn. Sounded like there's another person who's running Paramount there that's like, we kind of want to cut that shit loose. I didn't know Kurtzman had his own production company running Star Trek into the ground. God, they got a whole more discoveries coming away.
And now J.J. Abrams has returned from destroying Star Wars to redestroy Star Trek.
You're gonna just come back and just sick and tired of them. Discovery, I was just disgusted with that shit. Couldn't even watch the last season.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was difficult. And as somebody that loves Star Trek, Discovery is just a science fiction show. It is not Star Trek. And I understand the development process for it, that you have to hit home certain themes, and it's like you can't have everyone cry every episode. You can't have Burnham be the answer to everything.
I mean, every damn thing, dude.
Why did it rain today? Burnham.
Talk about your complaints about the show. I'm not trying to be a dick. You sit there and try to explain yourself. Look, it's not about being a sexist. It's just that you can't have your captain be able to do every damn thing. It gets ridiculous after a while. It's what made the last movies fail so badly. The 80-year-old characters running around. Dude, you're a fucking admiral. You're a 70-year-old admiral. What are you doing jumping through windows and doing barrel rolls and stuff to stop assassination attempts? Don't you have red shirts to do that shit?
Don't tell them what to do, Keith.
Terrible. Man, God. And the other characters are so damn shallow. It's like they don't have enough episodes in a season to build up these characters, the supporting cast or the rest of the ensemble cast. Their lead, Burnham, still sounds like bad fan fiction.
Instead of the Jedi twins, it was a triplet. Unfortunately, Vader just did not recognize me as his son.
But I have joined the light side of the Force, but I still use my dark side powers. I am not a pure Jedi. I am a light Sith Lord. Like, I don't know. I'm a Sith Lord who follows the light, bringing my angry tendencies to justice. Good God.
But I was the one that killed Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, he gets intro'd and is beating the crap out of everybody. She's just terrible, dude. It's just tired of this shit. I didn't know Strange New Worlds was this other faction in CBS that's looking to redo and
yeah, because I think it's the same group that's doing that Carice show.
That's Kurtzman, I think, right?
I thought it wasn't him.
Yeah, Kurtzman was the one who headlined that, and it's his show, and it's terrible. And people are just ripping them new ones about it. Everyone immediately compared it to Hannibal, the TV show. One of my favorite TV shows of all time. It still hurts that it got canceled. I implore you to watch it. It's three seasons of epicness. But no, Kurtzman, this just got to end. It's like the original creators gave these shows to people, and they completely fucked it up. Like, with Gene Roddenberry, I mean, the guy got a little eccentric towards the end. At least the people he gave the shows to, they understood what the hell the original purpose of the shows were about. I mean, Enterprise was unfortunate, but it finally found its calling, but it got canceled. Then yanking the cord out from that. It had potential. I mean, this Discovery is just pure shit. There's nothing to it. So I'm hoping Strange New World brings it back to basics and everything.
I mean, just more episodic bottle episodes. Like, that's what Star Trek needs.
Yeah, no timeline changes and anything. Just undo the whole thing. Like, from what I'm hearing, they're saying like no more movies. It's gonna all be
straight to streaming content.
Yeah, if they're just gonna focus on streaming content, and I mean, technically, you have a lot. You do a lot with streaming with Star Trek, but one of the reasons why the Berman era of Star Trek went under was because it got oversaturated. I mean, they had what, a movie every 2 years?
Yeah, and then in between Voyager.
And you had the TV series were overlapping each other. Like when Voyager was ending, Enterprise came out, right? Or
well,
I think as soon as
when
Voyager ended.
Next Generation was ending, Deep Space Nine was kicking off.
Deep Space Nine kicked in, like, I think, the fifth season or the sixth season?
I think it had to be like the sixth because O'Brien was still the later seasons of Next Generation. And then when Deep Space Nine was ending, Voyager was starting to kick up. I think it might have been like its second season. And then,
yeah, but then you had the Next Generation movies were in place. So you had three different crews of Star Trek. So technically you had three series running around at one point.
Yeah.
And all doing their own thing. And it was kind of oversaturated with Star Trek at that point. Or at least they didn't have any firm direction. I mean, you had one in syndication, one on their own network, and then you had the movies. And they apparently weren't giving the movies enough money. At the same time, they were playing around with Voyager, trying to bring Star Trek into the mainstream, which was never going to really fucking happen. Like, and then now we've got Star Trek in the mainstream, and it's shit.
And Star Wars in the mainstream.
Yeah. Like, Star Trek was never supposed to be Star Wars. It was never going to be that.
Yeah. I mean, Star Trek is supposed to be the United Nations.
And then they're like, oh, it needs to be more inclusive. Like, how do you say Star Trek is going to be more inclusive when Star Trek was like, in fact, that was one of the reasons I got canceled was because it was so damn inclusive. I mean, it was woke before the term woke even was out there.
Yeah. Original series.
They're talking about race. They're talking about the civil rights. No. You can't do that. Nope. They snuck it in anyway. Left side of his face is white, and the right side of his face is black. And he's clearly different because the right side of his face is white, and the left side is black. That makes him evil. And it's like, what the fuck kind of shit? Like, oh, it's talking about racism. Yes. Yes. It is stupid. Why is this happening? It's self-destructive because it destroys the whole world. I see what he did there. Thought-provoking. I'm thinking about it. That makes sense. Moving on from there. Talking about war crimes. That was shit you just didn't talk about. Had a white guy kissing a black woman. Star Trek was already progressive as hell. It was already progressive. And it's progressive through the storylines and the storytelling that they had. This new stuff, I don't understand it. It's just depressing me right now. That's it. Only thing that'll make me happy is Kurtzman getting fired.
I mean, at this point, it's kind of like Kathleen Kennedy.
And they keep giving them shows. Like, every time I turn around, Bad Robot. J.J. Abrams is going to produce this. And these shows are shit.
No, it doesn't.
Like Lovecraft Country. I'm watching that show, and I literally just said, that scene right there, J.J. Abrams had a hand in that scene. No, he had a hand in that stupid-ass scene. And up with Get Wait. The series ends on a bullshit note. There it is. J.J. Abrams. They don't even know if they're going to give it a second season. Yeah, I don't think it deserves a second season. It's trash. There were a couple episodes that were good, but shit made no damn sense at the moment. It pisses me off that he touched something that has subject matter that normally support, but I'm watching the show and it's like, God damn it, this motherfucker, this piece of shit. No, he touched this. I know he fucked this up. I know it. No, he touched and did something to it. And sure enough,